Hello, ladies. I am back. I hope you are doing amazing. So, today I am feeling so inspired. I hope that you are inspired too. And if you're not inspired, let me inspire you now. And with inspiration today, it's really going to be a little different because I am going to keep it real with you. Okay. I'm so happy about that because I have always asked myself, that's why I believe like coaching, personal development, mentorship, and also creating the courage to speak to other people, not only necessarily to coaches, but also to your people, to your support system. If you have people in your life who you can ask, who are going to be honest with you. This is the number one thing. It's so valuable because we live in a world full of confusion. Let's be real. Social media, the whole world, not only social media, like this world has been very confusing even without social media and the advancement of technology. But what I want to say is that I am going to keep it real with you because I asked one of my friends what would be something that she thinks is very outstanding about me. And she the number one thing she said, I am very direct. And it's true. Like, this is one of my gifts, and I'm gonna give it to you. I can also tell you where it came from, but it doesn't really matter. But I can tell you where it came from because me, I'm a mixed child, right? My mom is German, my dad is Ghanaian, and I was so overwhelmed and confused with life for a very long time because like my parents weren't necessarily like teachers in a way of explaining to me, like, look, this is our culture, and this is how we do it here. That's the way it is, and so on and so forth. Like, I was just thrown in the water, right? And on both sides. So it was so confusing for me to figure out what's going on, like all of the unspoken customs and traditions, and the same thing in the Western world. So that's one of the things that I cultivated. Like, everywhere I go, I want to try to break it down to the bare basic, right? And this is also, I don't want to waste nobody's time. Like, this is it. This is straightforward. This is it. So let me get to it also with you. And this is my gift. Okay. So today I want to talk to you about why women are not making more money, or why not more women are making more money with their expertise, okay, with their expertise. And with that, I also mean being a teacher on YouTube, being a nutritionist, being a wellness coach, being a cyclical coach, being a hypnotherapist, and so on and so forth. Because yesterday I was in a webinar where I saw, like, most of the women these days, or many women, we want to create a beautiful life. That's what we want to do. So most of the times, what women are struggling with is always the same. Please comment down below if you agree or if you don't agree. So women are struggling with self-esteem issues. Women don't really value themselves. And I can't tell you why later on, but most of the time, women don't really value themselves. Okay. So then women don't really feel comfortable or beautiful in their bodies. So these are already two things. So many women identify this problem within themselves, and then they go out there and solve the problem, just like me. I studied. And I was in the corporate space, and then I was like, oh, this is not really purposeful to me. I want to do something that gives me purpose. And the first thing that I did that really gave me purpose was I became a nutritionist because I saw that my dad was suffering, like he was ill, and I knew deep down inside of me, again, it's also one thing of the feminine, we have the intuition. We know this doesn't have to be like that, right? I was always very skeptical about the system in general, like the world that we've been born into. So I realized, okay, there must be a solution. I became a nutritionist. I learned all about food, anatomy, evolutionary science, things like that, right? So I learned all of that and I knew, oh, amazing. This is also for me, right? It's also for me. I want to know how I can actually be healthy in this body as long as possible throughout my life. I believe many women learn that. So many women are fitness coaches or nutritionists and they want to learn it for themselves, but then also share it with others because we see, like naturally, we see being a health coach or being about health is fundamental for creating a beautiful life. Okay, health, whether it's fitness or nutrition, many of us do that. Am I correct? Yes. Then we have like the cyclical coaches that are coming up and so on and so forth. All right, perfect. The next thing is really finding your purpose in life. This is also something that many women are doing. Like, why am I here? What am I meant to do? We want to give this life a meaning, and we're on the path of finding it out. We read all these books, personal development, self-help, spirituality, and all of that. Like, we get into this circle or like into this pool of learning and learning and learning and learning. And because learning is infinite, we never really get out there and present it. But let me go to the next one. I think I wrote three things down. We're suffer most of the time we're suffering with something physical, like body image, fitness, nutrition, as I said, and then of course the internal, right? Self-esteem issues, confidence issues, not daring to speak our truth and not standing up for who we are. That's basically it most of the times, right? So these things are very innate to women. That's what I just can say from my experience, right? That's what we want to do. Like, we want to nurture, we want to make life good, we want to make it beautiful. Okay. And as I said in a video before, check it out, that some like people are lying to us about like we have to become all of the aspects of the feminine. We have to also become the warrior and we have to become the dark goddess, where we don't really care about what other people think about us and where we have to stand strong and defend our point of view and defend our value. Okay, so with that being said, most of the time we are highly educated. We learn so much. Like, most of the time we have so much knowledge about one specific aspect, like health and relationships, or about what is it, like self-esteem, coaching, the inner work, like all of the mindset and the soul and the emotional work and intelligence. But why don't we get it out there? And I feel like this is like two things that I'm missing here is number one, that we don't dare to actually, how do I say best? We don't dare to actually allow ourselves to say, oh, I think I'm good at it right now. Like, there's no more learning to do, because we hear all the time, yeah, there's always more to learn. Yeah, there's always more to learn. But at some point you feel like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. Let's be real. You have to cut it. Like, you have to cut the learning. I spoke to one of my friends. He's a publisher, because I wrote a book and I want to publish it. So as soon as it comes out, get it. In one of my podcast episode, also check that out, Healing into Femininity on Spotify, the podcast. Sometimes I create even more podcasts than YouTube videos, but also for my podcasters right now, because I always use it both. You stay here on that platform. So he told, like I said, don't read more books. Don't read more books. And then he said, I shouldn't tell it to people. That's just a little anecdote that I wanted to tell you. So sometimes we have to stop reading books. I believe that. So at some point you have to stop reading books. You have to learn to listen more to yourself. And then you will realize that now at a certain time, you're done. Like, there's nothing more to learn. And the next step is making money. The next step is to create a business. For me, it's a three-step formula. We realize our spirituality. I think most women these days, they are somehow inclined with their spirituality, but many times it's an incomplete spirituality. It's just the beautiful things, but not the dark, powerful energy. So spirituality, creativity, the creativity is what you used to learn everything that you've learned in that health field. And then comes the next level. And the next level is being, I have something of value to give. I have something of value to give because what is valuable to people? Valuable to people, just like you, is finding a solution to their health problems, wanting to be more beautiful. Let's focus on the solution. Wanting to be thinner, wanting to be more beautiful, wanting to have a more beautiful skin, more beautiful hair, learning how to make a good makeup, learning how to dress well. This is what women love. We want to be beautiful. That's just the truth of the matter, right? Whoever says anything else, I believe they're lying. That's just my opinion, okay? So women want to be beautiful. So we learn all these things and then we can share them with others, right? We want to share them with others because that's what we love. We want to be beautiful, right? So in that act of sharing, because that's it, that's all that it is. We want to share it with others. And that's, I want to invite you to use that word. We want to share what we have found with others. That already is the business. That already is the business model. You want to share what you have found with others. But instead of, and this is where it comes, instead of standing for what it is that you have found, put a name on it and say, I am this, I am a health coach, or I am this or that. Many times, because it's knowledge, many times it's not a product. Even sometimes you can't create products, and many do. And I think most of them that who create products is even easier for them. But some people want to be consultants, right? Coaches, they want to share. We want to share what we have found. So it's about creating a win-win situation. And I believe many of us, we don't dare to say, oh, I know all of that. The person doesn't know it. I want to give it to them. I want to share it with them. And they will win. They will win, but you have to win too. And the winning is the money. They give you the money. You share the knowledge, right? You share the knowledge because you love it. And they give you the money because it's valuable. And so you can keep on going. Understood? What the reason here is why we don't, especially as women, I believe, why we don't really become successful in selling is because it is so put in a masculine, way. Like we as women, we don't really want to negotiate. We don't want to do that. We just want to give from our overflow. We want to give our love. We want to share what we have found. And this is the secret, right? This is it. It's nothing more to it. You want to share what you have found and you decide what it's worth. How much was it worth to you? And this is what I feel, or this is what my clients tell me. One client said, like in the beginning, she was afraid. She thought, oh my God, that's an investment, right? But what she received, she said she would have paid triple and more for it. And that's what I believe. I believe my work personally is invaluable because I believe that if you don't go and learn from a teacher, you will waste a lot of time. Sometimes, like 7 years, that's what I just learned recently, that working with a coach can collapse time instead of you going on the path again. Because for example, I'm taking my example just for you to understand. I have been on that path of learning, like heavily investing in my personal development, becoming a nutritionist and becoming a coach, and then building the business, coaching people, getting in touch, and so on and so forth. It's almost 8 years now, 8, 9 years, right? So I have invested all this time and money and energy and effort and life experience into what I know now. So when you invest with me, I will give you a very short learning curve. I can give you exactly what I've learned, the resume, like that's what it is. Use that, do this, bam, go for it, right? Bam. Your breakthrough is going to be shorter, right? It's going to be faster. And that's just what it is, right? So the question here, really, again, I don't want to lose track, is most people have a problem, right? We all have problems. Everyone, we have to understand that. Not only you had that problem, right? Everyone has a problem. Some people have a problem with the body. You don't have a problem with the body. Maybe you've learned you can share that, right? Most people have problems with their self-esteem. If you know how to solve it, you can share it, right? If many women, and that's what I'm here for, many women have problems asking for the money that they deserve in order to make it a business and not only a hobby. And I just want you to understand that you had a problem, you found the solution, you now have the solution. You decide, right? You decide now to share. Let's use that word. You decide now to share your experience and you share your knowledge and you share your lifestyle. You share that, right? I was just thinking, what is it that most people are, women are sharing? You decide to share that. And at the same time, you allow yourself to be paid for it, what it's worth. What would it be worth to you? Money is arbitrary. You can choose whatever you want. You can look around and say, okay, what it is that other people might charge. But this can be a trap because you decide what it is worth to you. What was it, would it be worth to you to get to that result that you have now? I hope that's clear, right? So you decide that you want to share it. And now comes a very important point. You go out there. You invite people just like I am inviting you now, right? I'm inviting you. Like I can teach you how to get to your money quick, okay? And with all the process, people, okay? So you invite a lot of people into, do you want to learn this? Do you want to learn how to feel amazing in your body? Do you feel want to be more self-confident? Do you want to make money doing what you love? I'm inviting you to do that now, okay? And this is exactly what you do. You invite people to work with you, and now comes the trick. If they don't want it, that's okay. Because you have to feel like I already have what I want, right? I already have the solution. I already have the solution. I already feel amazing in my body. I already feel good about myself. I already know how to get myself into a state of self-confidence and going out there and doing what I want to do. I know it. So if you don't want to take it, then that's your loss, right? That's exactly how you got to think. And I also say you can't save everybody. It's just a fact, right? You can't save everybody. And you just gotta find the people who want to reach that goal. You just gotta find people who want to have personal support. You just gotta find the people who see it as valuable what you have to offer, right? And what you have to offer is a solution to their problem. And again, just for understanding, just know that many people have problems. Most people suffer in silence. They don't even see it. They don't even say it, but you know it. And I want you to know it that most, especially women, I'm talking here to my feminine beings, most people have a problem, right? Some kind of human problem that's so normal. And if everybody would be slim and healthy, it doesn't have to be slim, okay? You can also be curvy and healthy. I'm taking that back, but like, right, be as healthy as you can be. If everybody is that, then maybe we wouldn't need you anymore. But we're very far away from that as a human species. If everyone would feel authentically confident, we're not there at all. Okay, we're not there at all. So if you have that to offer, you can help somebody. If you see that the world is thriving in overflow and financial equality is established, then nobody needs a money coach. Okay. So, with that being said, there is so much potential and it's true. You just have to get out there or invite people, right? I think it's even more the thing with women and this day and age where we can create the opportunities that we want. You invite the people to give what you want, and that's money, and you give them what they want, and that's the solution to their problem. Okay. So, yeah. That's just what I wanted to share. Like, let's be real. Let's be real about that. Let's just cut to the chase and let's just dare to talk about it. And the underlying factor here is really we are afraid to be rejected. That's all. We are afraid to be rejected that somebody says, no, I don't want what you have to give. And that's okay. That's okay. But I know it is worth to me. Right. And if we learn more and more about human psychology, we will realize that basically everybody wants it, but most people don't dare to admit it. Yeah. And sometimes even people don't dare to admit that they want to work with you because you are you. That's just what it is. Okay. But I wanted to share this. This was very important to me. And I think there's even more that I want to share because what I see that is lacking is real life. Something changed. Hello. That it what something that is lacking is truth, honesty. It's brutal, right? We have to be more brutal as women, like not brutal in a way that we become brutal, but to realize the clear facts, the very clear facts. And it can be a labyrinth because what I have experienced is that what I just shared with you is nothing new, I know. But what I realized is that it is actually very easy for women to do business when they realize that it is about relationship and it's really about sharing. That's just what it is. That's why when women understand the power of how they do things different than men, that's how they can become multi-millionaires and billionaires because, yeah, because women are very good at that. They're very good at sharing. They're very good at creating value for one another. But there has to be put a system in place, and that is the business of you pay me for what I do, and I give you all that I have gathered. And that is called a win-win situation. So everybody wins, nobody loses, everybody wins. And with that being said, I want to invite you to, if you want to have support on that journey, whether it be feeling more vital, whether it be getting clear on what it is that you actually want to do, that what you can offer, right? Or really breaking through your money blocks. Let me help you. Okay. Find me in the links down below. The program that I work with currently that is open is the Dream Builder. And I'm looking forward to hear from you, see you there, and let's get it going because I truly, truly, truly believe that each and every woman who has found this video, but generally, I believe that all of us, we have a story, a gift, a process, a program, some kind of value to share. Some kind of value to share. As I'm thinking about all the women that I know, all of them have something to share, but most of them are in, or many of them are still in jobs or in positions in life where they are not aligned with what it is that they came here to do. And what I believe that you came here to do is to share what brings you joy. Right? That's the best thing that you can do for yourself and for everybody. So share what brings you joy. I love talking about making money and I want you to make that money too. So I'm looking forward to see you, hear from you, and until then, bye-bye.